Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that left its lightsaber on the goddamn subway. Today is September 1st, and we both just got done popping our collective Dragon Con cherry.
Yes, there was a lot of cherry popping going on.
So what we have for you are some interviews and just banter from a night at the Hyatt with Sarah and Drift, who are two, Griff Drift, not the other way around.
Not Drift Griff.
No, it's like one in the morning. They are two local bloggers, and they had some interesting friends with them. Hollywood Don?
Yes.
And a Canadian, to be named later. And we also talked to a few other people, so let's just go right into it.
Yes, enjoy. Actually, one other thing I guess I would add before.
So let's not just go right into it.
Before you enjoy is basically this night was where we just kind of hung out at the bar and let the party come to us. We planned to
go. Came to us it did.
Yes.
God, it's so late.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
You just want to get on with this thing?
Yeah, and I would just also like to add that there will be more in the coming days because we're going to be back at that bitch tomorrow.
Enjoy.
Of September 2006, the year of our Lord, and there's a lot of lard, you know. And I'm glad to be here with my friends from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Mo Beers, or Hollywood Don, or Johnny Webb,
Hank Floyd
from CarpCircles.com, and we're just here for the a bunch of old horny turds looking at other people's dates, so it doesn't fucking matter. And if you have a problem with it, you can go fuck yourself.
Very good.
And I mean it too, because I may not be no David Susskind or Jack Anderson or any of those, but I know one thing, but I can't think of it right now.
She's
a designated dragon.
Oh. like a 70-year-old lady who is a drunk that we've known for about, for longer than I have, but I've known her for 5 years. And she refused to leave. Phone the cab, refused to leave. We left and left her there at Hollywood's house.
So she just hangs around?
Yeah.
Okay. She was here.
My name is Bert, and I came from Florida.
Tell us about your costume here, Bert.
Well, I'm usually, I'm with the 501st, so I'm usually dressed up as Star Wars characters. This is the first time we haven't done a Star Wars character. I wanted to do something. I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. I had a challenge to lose some weight. And my hair last year, I have black hair down to my waist.
Okay.
I lost 40 pounds, and then yesterday I spent 8 hours in the salon doing this. Because I wanted to have a costume that was kind of a cult enough where nobody would think of doing it.
Mr. Simmons.
But, you know, my wife suggested that. but also, I wanted to do something that when you saw it, immediately rang a bell, you knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
So this is it.
I don't know who it is.
This is the greatest American hero. It was a very short-lived show back in the 80s.
I remember, yes.
It lasted 2.5 seasons.
It was
played by William Catt.
Okay.
That's the one.
How many Dragon Cons have you been to?
This is my second one.
Mm-hmm. How did you originally hear about it?
I've been conventioning, if that's even a correct word, for years. I've been a member of the 501st for 5 years now. My wife and I both have. So we've been doing mostly local conventions. We started out, we used to live in Tennessee, so we used to go to all the local conventions down there. We always heard about Dragon Con, we just never really had the funds. You know, about 3 years ago, because of finances, we ended up moving to Florida, and we didn't do anything down there for about a year until we got back on our feet. Again, we started doing small local conventions, and last year, finally, we started doing Dragon Con.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Sure. Absolutely.
Can I give you the card so
sure
you know
thing.
Where to go listen to it?
Absolutely.
I'll email you the pictures.
Very cool.
If I don't run out of battery.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I ran out of battery.
Oh, no.
I had more if you want to.
Greatest American Hero. That was really nice show.
Yes. The Greatest American Hero.
Somebody else I know here.
I mean, we know that there are people here that we know, but I mean, somebody independent of that. Anyway, Mike South is our friend on MySpace, so, you know, it's like we're tight anyway.
We're tight.
My Dragon Con name is Kulai. is my first con.
So you already have like a made up name for your first con?
That's only because it is a back in my rave days.
Rave days.
Yes, I met someone. They had a really cool nickname. His name was like Lojack, and I was like, haha, that's the opposite of hijack. And he was like, thank you. You're the first person who actually got my nickname.
Wait a minute. You've been in raves?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that threw off into the damn audience?
No.
Did you drop you on your head?
Oh.
Huh?
What?
He threw a rave, and it dropped him on his head, man.
Stuff the party,
but I don't know what the cops could bust before. Have you ever had any run-ins?
chick with a pretty fantastic rack who didn't want to talk to the microphone.
It's a rack to rack well. It's really nice.
I have a fantastic rack, and I'm not adequately dressed for this thing.
I'm not sexist. We're not sexist, but we do love babe with nice... Hey, I tell you what. We like T-I-T-S's. should I put them in jail because they got pot?
No.
So, like, what you're taking is, like, from the legal system, right? That's what you're stealing from, really, when it all comes down to it.
I'm probably going to go to hell for this, but, yeah, I got 1 foot in hell and 1 foot in heaven, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I did do that back in the early 70s, Atlanta Police Department. I gave you my real name, but I'm too stupid. Come and get her.
Oh, shit. Well, you know.
Yeah, she's on a damn stretcher.
wings.
Hot chicken wings.
Chicken wings are good. I like chicken wings.
I love chicken wings.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar who would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us by emailing info@gapodcastnetwork.com or calling 678-389-9441. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.